everyone always tries to be cool about the, I don't look at the table until there's Christmas trees and decorations and all sorts, David. Everyone always loves that sort of nonsense.
It's my wallpaper on my phone.
There we are, because you know, to use the language of, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's not a 800 meter race. It's two laps of 400 meters. You've got to run as fast as you can all the way through. That's the way it works. That's the way in which it is. And hopefully, you've still got enough for a sprint finish somehow. You're looking at that now, and you know you are able to say that. Yeah, Man United have entertained Tottenham at home, but they now find themselves 8 points behind us, 8 points after six games. And that's not to say that, therefore, that'll extrapolate and it'll be an unbelievable number of points come the end of the campaign. Just much more the idea of, that's already 8 points when you've still got to go to Anfield. We've still got to go to Old Trafford, but you've still got to come to Anfield. 8 points is it's a hill to climb already.
It's almost like it seems ridiculous to say after so few games, but you cannot see that being closed up completely over the course of the season now, given the way the two sides are playing and the atmosphere that's around Manchester United in comparison to the atmosphere around Liverpool. Like, it was almost like this last season, in terms of United built up a certain lead over Liverpool in the early stages of the season, and Liverpool never quite got that back, even though they did improve eventually and they were playing much better football by the end of the season than Manchester United. They never quite closed that, and I think that's getting to the point already. 8 points at this stage of the season, that they might not close that. And I thought what Paul said is exactly about where Liverpool have been already is really encouraging. You looked at City's fixtures, for example, to start the season, and what was it, the three newly promoted sides and then the three newly promoted sides from last season to start the season.
Is that my thinking?
Was, if Liverpool can stay close to Manchester City over that first run of fixtures, they'll be happy. And what it is Liverpool are actually ahead of them at the moment.